Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. Radio. You're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. Radio. It's time for
Dreaded Sports Talk.
Come on, everyone. This is Captain Frank and Dredd, and welcome to Dredded Sports Talk. The first 30 minutes of the night show is the debut of the Captain Frank and Dredd college program. And things are kind of getting crazy already. If you haven't noticed, seems like we have a new number one. That number one team hails from the SEC. We're talking about Alabama, who put a beatdown, I mean an absolute beatdown, on the Michigan Wolverines, who you have to go really, really deep down the top 25 of the AP poll to find them. Now they're all the way down to number 19. And rightfully so. They did not come out ready to play, and I'm thinking that they've got their work cut out for them. Last week's number one was in University of Southern California's Trojans. They are no longer number one, obviously, because Alabama is. But the Trojans are now number two. Now, let's say something right now. One of the reasons that the Trojans aren't going to be number one at the end is partially that no one likes Lane Kiffin. I mean, I think the kid's kind of brilliant. He's brash, he's young, and all of those other things. But just because of him, that's going to cost some first place votes. I notice also number three is LSU, and they got four votes for number one. I'm not seeing that they're number one by any stretch of the imagination. Number four is Oregon. Those guys, they're always going to be good because Skip Kelly's offense, and it's a fast break kind of a thing, it's always going to put them at or near the top every single solitary year unless he runs out of players and talent. I don't see that happening. Next up, Oklahoma, number five. The thing about Oklahoma, Bob Stoops, he can't win the big one, but he always feels a very competitive team. They're always good on offense, always good in defense. They just don't seem to win the big one. But they're nestled at number five. They have a pretty tough schedule this year, in my estimation. There are some upstarts. We'll get into that in future shows. Number six, Florida State from the ACC. It's been a while since they've really been doing much in the top 10. I think before when people try to say they should have been in the top 10, they should not have because, let's just face it, ever since Bobby Bowden left, Florida State has not been the same. They're starting to get better athletes in and all of these things. But for right now, who knows? In fact, one of the all-star players and defensive tackle is out for the year. We'll see how that affects them. And number seven is the University of Georgia, who have not lived up to their potential the last 3 or 4 years. And Mark Richt, I would have to say, is on the hot seat. This year is very important for everything to come together for Georgia. This is a win-now scenario for Mark Richt University of Georgia. Arkansas, everyone's well familiar with the situation that happened there. I won't name the coach because everyone knows, but I will tell you who their coach is now. John L. Smith, whose last stop as head coach was Michigan State. He did one heck of a job there, and now he's entrusted with one of the strongest teams Arkansas has had in a long time. In fact, they were sort of picked to being a top three. We'll see what happens if they gel and if they get his systems down, they play the way they should play. West Virginia comes in at number 9. Most people remember the last game that they played, they hung a nice 70 on the Clemson Tigers. That's pretty ugly. And the way they're starting off, they show no signs of slowing down now. Tied at number 9 is the South Carolina Gamecocks, who started the season off against Vanderbilt. And to me, so far, the quote of the year comes from Steve Spurrier, who basically said, hey, we thought we were pretty hot stuff coming out there on Saturday, but we almost got the stuff beat out of us. That's true. That game was in doubt until about 4 minutes and 13 seconds in that ball game. Number 11, Michigan State, whose defense looks very, very strong, and they're very sure of themselves. They better be, because they're going to have one heck of a schedule, too. The Big Ten is no pushover. Clemson comes in at number 12. They have new offensive and defensive coordinators. And Dabo Swinney, he knows that it's time for Clemson to live up to their potential as well. Wisconsin may have lost Russell Wilson. They're number 13 right now. It's unlucky for them. You never know. We're just going to not make any judgment on Wisconsin at this point. They have yet to live up to their potential as well, or either they've been overrated the whole time, the last 2 or 3 years. Ohio State, yes. They have that coach, you know the one. I won't even mention him right now. Ohio State has a new head coach, and, well, now we'll mention him, Urban Meyer. They look pretty strong, too. Urban Meyer is not going to take any crap off of anybody, and he's showing you what he has right out of the chute. Virginia Tech comes in at number 15. The thing about Virginia Tech is this. You never know what's going to happen. Perennially, they have a very good program every single solitary time. Today is, this year is without exception. They have another good team, but they barely eked out a win from upset-minded Georgia Tech just last evening. Number 16, Nebraska. Nebraska, Nebraska, Nebraska. Tyler Martinez, the quarterback, to go with his legs, he seems to have found at least 20 to 30% more of a precision of a, as far as precision of his passes, I think he might be the difference this year. Bo Pelini, he's a good coach as long as he learns to control himself. I don't want the man to fall over with high blood pressure or anything. They're 16. We'll see what happens. Number 17, Texas. They have a whole lot of changes, and frankly, they've been pedestrian the last couple of years. I'm looking for the same this year. I don't think they are going to be that great yet. Oklahoma State, number 18. Here's the vibe. Here's the situation. They're kind of playing on emotion right now. The defensive coordinator is ill, and they're just going to do the best they can and try to ride emotion to a few wins. Number 19, Michigan. Boy, thought you were hot stuff. I think you're overrated. You're 2-3 years from doing anything. Let's just jump right down and talk about number 22, Notre Dame. Notre Dame, let me tell you this right now. So you beat up on Navy. We're going to see what happens. Seems like a lot of your ball players are getting in trouble. And because of it, even have former players getting in trouble, too, that are on the air, which we will get into between now and 9:30 when the crew, trusty first mate Ken, and Big D, Daryl Russell, will be joining on in the fun. But here's the deal. You're now, at this moment, listening to Captain Frank and Dredd Show. It is my chance to discuss whatever topics that are on my mind, whatever I feel like. It also means I get to play whatever music that I feel like. And I am sort of in a rock and roll mood. Thanks for listening, everyone. Hang out, because at about 9:30, the crew, we're going to kick into it. and we're going to have a good show. And that's more than a feeling. Be right back. Some news from a school that I really don't like, and most of you don't, because they have their own television network and they seem to have an elitist attitude and have for decades, and we allowed it to happen. I will share some news from the Associated Press about that little school in South Bend, Indiana called Notre Dame. Now, the Notre Dame Radio Network suspended former Irish running back and commentator Alan Pinkin without pay for two more games after his comments last week that teams need bad guys to give them an edge. Let me tell you something. You know, he was already pulled off last Saturday season opener against Navy in Ireland, but he's going to miss two more, Purdue and Michigan State. Now, Pinkett, he did lead Notre Dame in rushing from 1983 to 85. He got in trouble because he told the score in Chicago, WSCR-AM, quote, and this is exactly what he said, "I've always felt like to have a successful team, you have to have a few bad citizens on the team." He points to Ohio State as an example. Notre Dame athletic director Jack Swarbrick called Pinkett's comments nonsense. You know, Pinkett has apologized, but I am getting sick and tired of everything being so crystal clean, crystal clear. People on terrestrial radio, they sit there and they want to stay politically correct. There are some points to what Pinkett has said that are true. You have to have a little bit of an edge. And I'm sorry that the good father and whoever else is looking over the Notre Dame program feels offended that he spoke his mind. I want more commentators to speak their minds. And I hope people will realize when they're sitting in the bar all full of booze and beer and everything else, when they run their mouths and nobody else agrees, that they realize you're entitled to your opinion. And I'll tell you further, I wish these networks would grow a pair and allow their commentators to commentate. And when they're doing interviews on other stations, let them speak their minds. He could have said it on Twitter, he would have gotten in trouble too, because apparently that's getting players from Michigan State in trouble as well, because Mark D'Antonio, he had to address the big mouths of his player. He tried his best to create a truce with arch rival Michigan at a news conference just today. See, what happened was there were some reserve players on the Michigan State squad running their mouths. They issued critical tweets over the weekend in regard to Michigan's 41-14 drubbing by Alabama Saturday night. Now, unless you've been underneath a rock, Michigan and Michigan State, that is a fierce rival. And one thing you don't want to do is give the other team billboard or any type of material. And I say billboard because, you know, do you remember how they used to put billboards and things out in certain cities telling them to get rid of the quarterback? And remember Denver, that whole thing? Well, in today's age, people like to do things to excess. They don't just give them bulletin board material. They want to give them billboard material. So I'm sure in the state of Michigan right now, there are alumni of both places saying, uh-oh, here we go. But D'Antonio, he seems to have had a few bad citizens of his own, and he needs to get them to shut up. And he was asked about whether or not he could turn Twitter off from his players. He said the wise thing. It's true. In today's age, you cannot just turn your players off, but you can teach them to be a bit more judicious in how they run their mouths. So that's the vibe. That's the situation. These college players, when are they ever going to learn? Probably never. But they are still kids, and I think it's time for us to allow them to be just that. Talking about kids, Tyrann Mathieu, Honey Badger, who, and we can't talk about it, he was kicked off of the LSU team for at least this semester, is apparently enrolling at LSU. What does that sound like to you? It sounds like Les Miles may be backing up on his assertion that the Honey Badger would never play for LSU again. How many times do we hear that? A lot. But if it's one of your best players, if not your best player, they usually give him a pass, and it sounds like someone's getting ready to get a pass. That's all I know. And we're getting closer and closer to that time where the crew will be here. In the meantime, I just want you to know that if you were wondering what music I was going to play next, I am too. In fact, I'm scrolling through right now, and Captain likes to sail along, so I think I'm going to take you guys on a little sailing trip with Captain Harry from Tampa. This is called Sailing Along. You're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. This is Captain Frank and Dredd. This is the Captain Frank and Dredd Show. We're talking about the NCAA highlights for right now. That's not much. The season just started, but let's sail right along. Be right back.
Tired of that fast-paced merry-go-round. I don't want no worry around me. A man in no hurry found me now. Sailing along in my ship, singing a song about my trip, thinking about work maybe sometime. Sailing along in the sunshine. Let your spirit take you. Don't let your heart forsake you. Give it your best right up front. Living is fun if you want. Everyone needs to get away. From the hustle and bustle of working all day. Just let your mind go fishing. We're spending the day just a wishing. Now I'm sailing along in my ship, singing a song about my trip, thinking about work maybe sometime. Sailing along in the sunshine. Just let your spirit take you. Don't let your heart forsake you. Best right up front. Living is fun if you want. I'm taking my time just to slow down. Tired of that fast-paced merry-go-round. No worry around me. A man in no hurry found me now. Sailing along in my ship, singing a song about my trip, thinking about work maybe sometime. Sailing along in the sunshine. Just let your spirit take you. Don't let your heart forsake you. Best right up front. Cause living is fun if you want.
Thanks for listening to Dreaded Sports Talk on the Dreaded Sports Talk Network.
Yeah, life is always better when you're sailing, and it's always when you're going to the beach. The sounds of Captain Harry sailing along, followed by our great little promo with the music as a backdrop of Chris Ream and the beach. This is Captain Frankenjud. Oh, we're just about 5 minutes and change away from having the crew join us. Trusty first mate Ken, he was proceeding over some fantasy league things. And as you know, Ken is an avid fantasy football participant and baseball and everything else. And tell you, the man is, you want to talk about Trusty, that's what he is, man. We're nearing 3 years. I can't friggin' believe it. Almost 3 years we've been on the air. Then there's our newest member of our booth. That would be Mr. Daryl Big D Russell, coming from the big city of Cleveland. You know what I mean? And as we pipe this music out to everyone, you, no matter where you are, but the beauty of internet radio, it's a ship to shore radio. Internet radio at its finest. This is real pirate radio. No, listen to what those folks are trying to say down in Key West, because this is the station that we're not going to talk about it. We just do it. So there you go. Back to college football. I just want to address a couple of things. I'm going to talk a little bit about this week's schedule. Okay. I don't know if you are a Big Ten fan, whether or not you're an SEC fan. And the truth of the matter is, those are the only, well, we'll throw the ACC into that and the PAC, whatever the heck it is at this point. Conferences are changing, and here soon we are not actually going to have a clue. Not a clue. What conference is what? Because it's going to keep changing until there's only like four big conferences. I will tell you this right now. For my money, Alabama, that's right. If you're out there, Jennifer Spears, I'm going to tell you absolutely that you have every right to be happy and jolly this year, because I know you are a staunch, staunch fan of Alabama as you graduated from there and everything, but I'm picking the Crimson Tide to repeat as national champions. And the reason that I say that, number one, I believe that until a team is beaten, they're always the champ, okay? I don't care about USC. They're probably going on probation again anyway. Everybody knows about Joe McKnight and his situation. Those cats, man, they just keep lying and lying and lying, and they're just going to get more trouble and trouble and trouble. Who knows what's going to happen to Southern Cal, but somewhere along the way, someone's going to whip up on them. That's what I think. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that the University of South Carolina, they're going to rebound. They're going to do well the rest of the year. They have Mr. Lattimore back from his knee injury, so they'll be okay. They'll be okay. I just want to make that the one major thing I have to say about college football. Alabama will win it all. We're going to try to continue this show on every week, and I think it's getting close to that time. I apologize to anyone who doesn't understand the beauty of radio, too. When it's live, you never know what's going to happen. So you just kind of go along with the flow. You know what I mean? It's like a nice, slow, solid reggae song. So here's the vibe. Until we start Dreaded Sports Talk, we'll take you guys on a little reggae journey, and we'll see you back on the other side. And remember what I told you. The University of Alabama will repeat as the NCAA champions of football. And what conference are they coming from? Let me clear my throat and make sure I'm clear. Southeastern Conference, which is the best conference in all of college football. And if you're not believing what I'm telling you, then you must be a bunch of zombies. This is Captain Frankenjud. We'll be back. Okay, here we go, here we go. You know, it's time for the NFL. And what that does is put me in a great state of mind. And when I'm in a great state of mind, it makes me feel like hearing some steel drums.
You're listening to Ship Shore Radio with Captain Frank and Dredd.
You know, the one of the things I really like when the leaves turn brown is it's football season. Now, I raved for about a six-month period of time, or at least for the first 5 months or so about baseball, because everyone knows right after the Super Bowl there is this void in sports. There's basketball. I know. It's one of the basketball is common of those wake me up when something's happening. And that usually isn't happening until about May, as far as I'm concerned, with basketball. Last year was an abbreviated season. Everybody knows that I'm a staunch Chicago sports fan, and the Bulls, we're going to have another year before we can contend with Mr. LeBron James and his crew. So I'm not too particularly worried about it. I don't really care that I won't next year until that time, because even the Heat, they should beat everyone with the team that they have. And the Lakers, who knows what's going to happen. But that's not what's happening right now. What is happening right now, the NFL has officially started. And let me tell you what's happening with the NFL. We have a little bit of something that's going on with Wednesday. Tomorrow night it all kicks off the regular season. There's no more preseason games. There's no pretending. There's no more BS. The Dallas Cowboys are at the New York Giants. Tomorrow night on the NFL Network at 8:30 p.m. Isn't that awesome? I mean, that's really awesome. I really cannot wait for that to happen, because it's been a long journey waiting for this day, and it's here. In fact, myself and Daryl Russell were at the Chicago Bear Cleveland Brown preseason game on last Thursday in Cleveland, Ohio, where I tell you, the fans are very passionate, although I got to tell you, the stadium seemed to be a lot more evenly balanced to me. There was a lot of orange, but it was more like Chicago Bear orange, so kind of went like that. Here's my thing. The season has started, and there are a bunch of compelling stories that I really can't wait for. And in fact, let me just talk to you a little bit about this. Here we are, NFL 2012 opening week. Yeah, the NFL 2012 is on us, and we've got games ranging from the 5th of September all the way to the 10th. And, you know, it kicks off with the Giants, the Super Bowl champions, and they're hosting the season opener against the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, it's a Wednesday change. It's a Wednesday night game, and it's kind of like a change of pace, and the schedule makers must have thought they needed to shake things up. Now, the Indianapolis Colts with Andrew Luck, a kid compared to former Colts quarterback Peyton Manning, will be watched closely. He's been kind of awing fans in the heat of August. His young Colts are going to face the Bears in a test for the angry Bears of the Midway. Yeah, the Bears are upset. They're unhappy. They have something to prove, so that should be pretty good. Then, as trusty first mate Ken would say, the used to be the greatest fantasy quarterback of all time, Drew Brees, he leads the New Orleans Saints. He's their quarterback, and that is scary for any team that faces them. But it's still exciting to the greedy fans, greedy for the cool Brees, because his Saints are kind of facing a test they may not be ready for, especially defense and quarterback Robert Griffin III, also known as RG3, of the Washington Redskins. He's probably the most versatile quarterback in the league. But I tell you, he has not been tested in regular season action yet. He's still a rookie, folks. Now, the number one scoring offense of 2011 was the Green Bay Packers. And I got to tell you, Sir John Helms III, I know you're out there. They're back to prove the astounding 70 touchdowns they scored last year is repeatable. I say it is not. And we'll see. I'm sure John would like to disagree with that, but we'll see what happens. Now, in their season opener and home opener, they're facing the San Francisco 49ers. Could be the biggest challenge to Green Bay all year, says some people. They obviously haven't been checking out the Chicago Bears, but we're going to see what happens. The 49ers have the number two scoring defense last year, and they're intimidating defensively. I think they're going to be intimidating offensively. I do. We'll see what happens. Cam Newton leads his Carolina Panthers into Tampa Bay to face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in their home opener. There's no shortage of possibilities coming from Cam Newton. Because we talked about it all last year. Even trusty first mate Ken was astounded by progress that he made. He brought his team to respectability. They may have only won six games, but people know he's one of many exciting quarterbacks in the NFL in 2012. He runs, passes, excites, and he scores. He's everything in Carolina, and he's more of a leader. In Philadelphia, they still have Michael Vick, and that's pretty good for the Eagles fans because they are facing the Cleveland Browns, who are still trying to get treated like something other than dogs. Yes, I said it. I really said that. And before the leaves fall in Ohio, the Browns think they can still win. Everyone does. They face a tough opening week in their home opener against the Eagles. That will be a good game, and I'm sure the crowd's not going to be as sparse as it was last week. Now, Tom Brady, the quarterback of the – the quarterback of the New England Patriots, also the husband of Giselle, yeah, I always bring up every time I can. He's still going, and people think he might be immortal. How long can he go on leading and scoring and winning? We'll have to tune in and see. The Patriots, number three scoring offense, and in 2011, can they keep it up? They will want to see him face the Tennessee Titans of Nashville, who named Jake Locker as a starting quarterback. In a battle of legendary quarterbacks, the Pittsburgh Steelers will face the Denver Broncos and maybe one of Peyton Manning's final games. I say that because we don't know how his neck's going to hold up, and we'll just see. Now, Manning was with the Indianapolis Colts in what seemed like forever, while Ben Roethlisberger is a true veteran now. These two quarterbacks are still capable of throwing the ball down the field. The question is, are they going to be allowed to? We're just going to find that out a bit later. In the meantime, they'll check on the crew and the lifeboats. I see one pulling up right now. It looks as if, it looks like Big D. Oh, wow, I see a huge barrel. I'm thinking, oh, yeah. Hey, what's happening, Big D? I see you brought the barrel of rum with you this time. What did you bring for tonight's edification?
Absolutely. We're going to stay on a nautical theme. We brought us a little taste of the Kraken.
Oh, boy. All righty, then. So let's get that started. Why don't you go ahead and pull up a mug right now, and while we're partaking of our sacraments, we got to take everybody on a little journey of our favorite tropical. We'll be right back.
Second job on weekends to save a little money for a getaway. She wants to go on a Caribbean cruise to hide away from her city blues. There's a woman on her iPhone listening to her phone scream. He keeps on talking, but her thoughts keep her walking along a beach on Cedar Key.
everyone's favorite soccer gal, that was Danny Hoy. And she's got great things ahead of her upcoming, and we support everything that she does. That's why we like to play her music right here on Dreaded Sports Talk, because it's good stuff. It's good stuff. So, Big D, wow, you poured me way too much rum on that one, man.
I'm sorry, a little heavy-handed tonight.
Well, that's all right. I just want to make sure I can remember my predictions, and that'll be okay. In fact, pour me another real fast.
Absolutely.
That was a fairly decent game last week, considering that we were watching the Chicago Bears and the Cleveland Browns junior varsity teams last Thursday.
Stop, Bears.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I have to admit, that is a really wonderful-looking stadium, and I'd love to catch more than one game. In fact, we were talking about maybe when the Washington Redskins visit on December 12th, maybe we'll have to make a go, but we'll see what happens. But that's when all the marbles will be out, and that's when we'll need for things to happen. On the Brown side, I'd say for you. I just kind of wonder how you guys are going to stop Robert Griffin III, because he is a full tool player. He's accurate with his passes. He can run. He can do everything. He can do everything. So we're just going to see what happens. What do you say we make a little round about, let's go to all the divisions right now and both conferences and talk a little bit about what we're seeing for this upcoming year. It's going to be one heck of a season. In fact, let's just jump right into it, and we'll start off with the National Football Conference with the East. That's going to be, to me, one of the toughest divisions, because you have Philadelphia, Dallas, Washington, and the Giants. You can also talk about coaches on the hot seat, and right off the bat, I see two coaches I think are on the hot seat. One's Andy Reid, and one is Jason Garrett down in Dallas, and I think both teams need to try and make the playoffs. I almost feel like the Giants are that sneaky team, Tom Coughlin and with Eli Manning. You never know what you're going to do, but I see three teams as out of there that absolutely should make the playoffs. And that, when I say should, only two will. I'll say that right now. Whoever wins the NFC East, they're in good shape. But one of the other teams will be the wild card. I think it's coming out of there. And I'm thinking Philadelphia to win the division this year, as long as they stay healthy. That's what I have to say. What are you thinking about the NFC East?
The NFC East, I have the Eagles coming out.
There you go. It's unanimous between you two. What do you think are your keys for the Eagles to do just that?
Well, the key is to keep Vic healthy and to make sure that their wide receivers are all set. I don't think they're going to have the running game this year. Not like they did in the past. I think it's going to be all arm strength based on the quarterbacks they have lined up and their wide receivers. I'm looking for an air attack from the Eagles, no doubt.
Okay. So we're both unanimous on that. And then I wish Mr. John Helms III were here with us to talk about the NFC North. And because I'm sure you have something to say, I see three teams out of the NFC North that are going to be truly battling. And I also believe that whoever wins that division is in fine shape. But here's the thing. There are three cockstrong teams. That is the Packers, the Bears, and the Lions. Only two out of that three teams are going to make it to the playoffs. As far as winning the division, I really have to say, not just because of my affiliation with a certain team, but Chicago. In fact, I'm going to tell you, it's going to end up just like they did in preseason. It's going to end up Chicago in first place, then the Packers, and Detroit. No matter how hard they've been working, they're still going to come up short. Unless if the NFC East beats on each other, you might see two teams come from the North. But that's just how I see it. for right now. I see the Bears coming out on top. What about you, man?
Well, when you look at the North, I mean, it's really packed full except for the Vikings. I would have to agree with you, but on different reasons. Reasons unknown right now, because I haven't really watched the other teams in preseason and knowing what's going on. As a matter of fact, I even missed out on who was cut. But in the North, we're looking at the Bears, the Lions, and the Packers. And I'm not going to give it away as to who I think is going to fare or be the fairest in the land. But I agree with you. It's going to be the Bears, the Lions, and the Packers coming out of the North.
Yeah. I see it. This is still a two-team race, and I'm sorry, the Lions, they will definitely have a winning record, but they're not coming out yet. In the NFC South, you're looking at Carolina, Tampa Bay, New Orleans, and Atlanta. The thing is this, Carolina is much improved. The defensive scheme is much better. They have much better players. And everyone knows Coach Ron Rivera is a defensive guy. He came there after being the defensive coordinator for the San Diego Chargers after also having been the coordinator for the Chicago Bears. But he has this head coaching thing down, and he's got Cam Newton and Steve Smith, who still has the wheels. Then you have Tampa Bay. They have a new coach, Greg Schiano, who came from Rutgers, of all places. But people said, wow, I can't believe they took the coach from Rutgers and made him the coach of Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Well, they did it for a reason. He knows what he's doing, okay? For the same reason we have our own sports talk show, because we know what the hell we're talking about, Greg Schiano knows how the hell to coach, so he's doing fine. New Orleans, who knows what's going to happen? I suspect they may only win 7 or 8 games this year. Yep, I said it, 7 or 8 games. And the Atlanta Falcons and Matt Ryan's fifth year, I'm thinking this is the year. If they don't put it together this year, they won't. But I will tell you, I believe the Falcons are the team to beat in the NFC South.
Wow. There you have it. Bringing them back to life.
Absolutely. What about you?
I see it being a pennant race between two teams. And obviously, only one can win in this. Second team is the first loser. The race is really going to be between Carolina and Tampa Bay. And
uh-oh.
I would say the Panthers are going to represent the South this year. Tampa Bay is really going to have a great season. Nobody's mentioned the Saints since we've been talking about this and Drew Brees. You know, they're gonna do all right. They'll probably be better than 500 ball this year, obviously, because of Drew Brees and the team they have. But with the fines and all that, I mean, I'm not even gonna embellish on that. Everybody knows what's going on. Tampa Bay is, I think, gonna have the second record there, and the Carolina Panthers with Cam Newton. He's not gonna have that sophomore jinx on him this year. They're going to pull it through. So I definitely have my list already made out, and the Panthers are representing the South.
You heard it. We're not afraid to step out there and stand behind what we believe in. That's what he believes, and that's what we're going to go with. Here's what I would call the hard luck division. Every year it seems like a team that everyone expects to do well, something happens, and it's always some upstart team. Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. Although Seattle went 4-0 during the preseason, the bottom line is this. They have a rookie quarterback, all right? The Arizona Cardinals, they don't have quarterback. They have two. They have 2 + 2 and it equals 0. Yes, that's crazy math, and that's exactly what the Cardinals are trying to sell to us. Skelton and that idiot Kevin Cobb who came from the Eagles. I don't see it happening. I see Arizona flaking back to like 7-9, 8-8 this year, if that. St. Louis, they have a new coach, a new attitude. They have Jeff Fisher. Jeff Fisher, you got to watch out for him, but you need to watch out for him next year. This isn't it, because this is the year of the San Francisco 49er. I'm believing that they're going to come out of the West. Seattle watching, though, but Got to tell you, it looks like the 49ers year.
The 49ers, there we go. We're going gold digging. And since Nike now has all the uniforms, which is really weird to see, that all over the place now, they're definitely going to dig for some gold. My West pick, although I think the Rams are going to do well, Seattle's really going to do well this year. Arizona, they'll probably just be slightly more than 500 ball this year. The 49ers are going to come out of the West. They're going to return to that prominence that they belong to. A very strong team this year. And I'm calling the 49ers out. They're going to be the team from the West. As a matter of fact, for the championship, NFC championship, it's going down right now. It's going to be the Packers and the 49ers. That's my call for the West, and that's my call for the championship. 49ers out of the West, and the championship game is going to be between the Packers and the 49ers.
Well, do you realize this is for posterity's sake? You can't back off of that, and it's going to be on my blog, which coincidentally, if you go to Dreaded Sports Talk, WordPress is wordpress.com, Dreaded Sports Talk, or however the hell you want to put it in there. Link those two things. You'll find our blog, which is kicking off again at midnight tonight. You will know who it is that we're picking for this week. As far as the NFC Championship, are you ready for this one? I'm picking the Philadelphia Eagles and the Chicago Bears. That's what I have to say. That's what the captain is staking his rep on. Because, as you know, I know what I'm talking about a little bit, too. So it's going to be a good time. Daryl is new to our crew, and I love the way he's not afraid to step right out there. And I think one of us is going to be right. But it's going to be a bunch of fun. And in the meantime, we're going to hop right back to the American Conference after we listen to this crazy thing. You know what? As much as I love rum, I think what I would like to do is for us to switch over to some Frogan margaritas.
There you go.
Sitting here in my shorts and sandals, pine tree swaying with the wind. My friends wonder what I'm up to. 'Cause I'm wearing my Cheshire grin. I got a frozen margarita on the north coast of the world, sitting on my own island, just me and my music girl. My margarita's frozen because of where I'm really at. Surrounded by the snowy tundra, the umbrella helps to hide that fact. I've got a frozen margarita on the north coast of the world, sitting on my own island, just watching this beautiful world. The margarita comes in flavors, whatever your taste may be. Just close your eyes when you're sipping. Join me on my island by the sea. I've got a frozen margarita on the north coast of the world, sitting on my own island, watching my flag unfurl. Find me down in paradise if this weather doesn't melt soon. At the most southern tiki bar, raising a toast to that sun and moon. I've got a frozen margarita on the north coast of the world, sitting on my own island, me and my beautiful girl. Page in my book is marked, use the paper off the bottle. I'm wound up and ready to spin because this liquor makes me go full throttle. got a frozen margarita by the north coast of the world, sitting on my own island, just watching this beautiful world. I'm sitting somewhere on a beach while others see the snow squall. I can't feel myself coming back. In fact, I can't feel myself.
That was our very own Darryl Russell, who you probably didn't know it. He's a songwriter, and he actually has a new song coming out called Blame It on the Parrotheads. And that was the perfect backdrop to this margarita that I scarfed down real fast. We didn't have any tacos or anything to go with it, but that was nice, real nice. So here's the vibe. Here's the situation, man. I'm going to write a song about the NFL this year because it's obviously going to be a down year for those Cleveland Browns. So I figure you might do something blues for them. Like, oh, we lost again and again. Like the Mississippi Delta, give me some neck bones and rice. No. You know, I had to dig you on that because when we were at the game last week, I said it. It happened and it was cool. But we're going to get to the division that the Browns are in just a second. But going to the AFC, why don't we talk about those New England Patriots? It was really funny. You can tell that the teams in the AFC East don't really care about the preseason because New England was in first place. They were 1-3. All other teams didn't win a one. But it really doesn't matter. As far as that division is concerned, you know Buffalo is going to be improved. Miami, who I cannot believe, they just cut David Garrard. Did you see that coming?
No, I did not.
Well, if they get rid of Seneca Wallace and David Garrard, it had to be money. The more and more I see that, I think it was about money.
Yeah. Evan, as far as the Browns go, I know you're talking to Patriots and stuff, and you brought up Seneca Wallace, and Evan Moore was included in that too, and he had a big chunk of money, but he was signed with Seattle, so we'll see what happens. The more I see what's gone down, not just with our home team, but the other team, and seeing who has been cut, it does boil down to money. I've got to admit, yes, I would agree.
Yeah, so no bad things. Seneca Wallace will find a job. There's no doubt about that. And so will David Garrard. Just watch, because he was first on a depth chart. He was miles away from everyone until he injured himself. Well, he didn't injure himself, but he was injured. But just the same, I tell you, someone who seems to just keep ticking. Everyone just sort of expects the Patriots to always have Tom Brady behind center. That might not always be, but this year, he's up against a Jets team that people are counting out and everything else. Here's the deal. The Jets are going to win some games that they're not necessarily supposed to win. And overall, I can tell you this. It's going to come down, everyone listen up, between the Jets and the Patriots this year. And the Patriots are going to win, and the Jets or no one else from the AFC East is going to make the playoffs. That's how I see it. The Patriots are coming out of the win, out of the AFC East.
Yeah. I have no rebuttal for you with the Patriots.
Then it's settled. So that means we can go on to the AFC North, which has, it's going to be interesting. I don't believe that the Cleveland Browns are improved enough to make a difference to win a few games this year, but I think Shermer, give him another year, or fire is behind. I don't know what's going to happen. But They're still young. They don't have enough playmakers right now. That's what I think about Cleveland. Although Trent Richardson's probably going to play the first game, I don't see that as being a good thing. As far as the Bengals are concerned, they're relying too much on Dalton. They are. They've got these receivers, the guy came from Georgia last year and all of that, and Marvin Lewis is a solid coach. I don't see them breaking out yet either, but I do say that the Steelers and the Ravens are going to fight it out, and I'm picking the Ravens to win it.
Wow.
AFC North.
Wow. Well, I have a different output there. I have, with no rebuttal on the Patriots, of course, you understand that I concur with the Patriots coming out of the East. That's almost a given every year. Now, whether or not they make the big game, that's a different story. But they're definitely going to represent the East. Out of the North, I have I'm very heavy. I'm gonna tip my hand a little bit here. I'm really heavy on the North and the West this year with my pick. So those listening, go ahead and look at those divisions and see who you think that I'm going to choose there. For the ones that want to know, we're talking about the North now. I see it being between the Bengals and the Ravens. The Browns are going to have a good year, although I did just read a story, I think it was yesterday, that has them at 11-6 for the season in 2012 in winning the AFC North, believe it or not. Yeah, it's kind of like candy floss from England. It's just not going to happen in America. So I have the Ravens and the Bengals, and of those two teams, one of those teams is going to get further than the other. One of the teams just happens to be better and probably eke through on a wild card. So that's my pick. The Bengals and the Ravens are going to be up for the North.
You heard it right here, but who's going to win it? Who's going to win the North? Definitively, which one team will win it?
Oh, I can't say. I can't say quite yet, my friend, but you'll know
in
a few
minutes. Tonight. You have to tonight.
You will know in a few minutes.
Oh, in a few moments, huh? Okay, all right.
You got to keep
them
listening.
That's what happens. See, here, you have to put your foot in the pedal. So, the newest member of our booth chooses not to step forward on this one, so that's all right. But the captain is telling you, he's picking the Ravens because they've got defense, 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 defense. I don't mean the chain link one either, but here we go. AFC South, this is going to be a crappy division. And you're going to laugh, maybe, when I tell you, I think out of the AFC South, guess who I believe is going to win the division?
Are they Giants?
You expecting that I'm going to pick the Titans to win the division? Or the win, yeah. Is that what you think?
That's what I was thinking, yes.
Right, and I threw you off. There's no way in hell they're going to win. I have to pick Houston. Again, way
wow.
too many weapons. Way
wow.
too many weapons.
Wow, somebody's been doing their homework in the offseason.
Yeah. But way, see, Ken and I knew this last year. And Houston has way too many weapons because, if you remember correctly, they had an opportunity, at least in their own minds, to have gotten Peyton Manning, which if they'd gotten Peyton Manning, you could have zeroed them in, penciled them in as Super Bowl champions because they almost made it into the championship game with a rookie quarterback last year. They still almost did it.
The comeback kid.
Pardon?
The comeback kid.
Yep. So, Houston, that's my pick.
Houston is your pick for the South. Well, you know, if the Browns were in the South, they might have an easier time, seeing as the Colts and the Titans and the Jaguars are there. But since they're not, one would think that you better be as fast as a cat if you're going to take the South. But what's faster than a cat is a speeding bullet. And I, too, picked the Houston Texans doing my homework. They are representing the South.
I concur. As I was just watching Denzel Washington, and the fact is still on in the background, Crimson Tide. Okay, so we're right there. The AFC West, such a sad sack of teams, really. I will just not even bother to tell you anything else except to tell you that I picked Denver to win that division.
Wow. But you still have another team to fill your playoffs with. So Denver's going to win the West.
That's right. I can tell you how the West will be won later.
Well, Romeo Crennel, he's got a good running back on the Chiefs now, so he should be okay. The Denver Broncos, well, they'll have 750 ball, I think. It will be interesting, and I think that woman that questioned Manning about his neck and, you know, waiting for that first hit to come on, really, no pun intended, hit on something. But to round out my playoffs, from the West, you're going to get a charge out of this. It's the Raiders in San Diego. That's right. The Raiders are coming back to the glory days. They will be representing the West, and the other position will be taken up by the San Diego Chargers.
So you think the Chargers are going to win? So you think the Chargers are going to get a wild card?
Yes, I do.
Holy smokes. Wow. I'm going to make sure I write that down right now. He says that the Chargers.
Chargers will be the wild card. The Raiders are going to come back to the days of glory.
Okay, I heard you loud and clear. So with that being said, I don't see it that way because I see the Jets as the wild card team. I said it.
The Jets. Wow.
And I have many reasons for saying that.
I bet I know one of those reasons.
Let's hear it.
Two words. Wildcat.
No, not at all. That's not actually one of the reasons that I picked them.
Well, go J-E-T-S, Jets.
Well, the reason that I picked the Jets, the main thing is they are actually playing with something they haven't played with in the last 3 or 4 years, and that's humility. Everybody expects them to be for crap, so they have nothing to really gain but just do the best they can. And with Tony Sperano running the offense, they have something nice and cohesive, and I just think that their locker room's going to be okay, and because there's no pressure on them, really, they can just go out and play. So that's my vibe. That's what I have to say about it.
You don't think that Mark Sanchez's new interest is going to be too disattentive there, huh? His new love interest?
No, I don't see her getting in the way because Tony Parker with the Spurs won a championship with her around, so I'll give it a benefit of the doubt. So
there you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the bottom line. And our bottom line here is, we have about 14 minutes left, and whatever we don't have a chance to discuss with everyone this evening, you will find it on our blog, which we'll make sure that on our Facebook page you know how to find. In the meantime, I'm going to leave you with a little music as we wind down a bit. Thanks for listening to...
And when we come back, you'll hear my AFC championship pick.
Oh, now all of a sudden it's important. Okay, that's fine. We'll see you guys back in about 4 minutes. Just a reminder, though, there are other sports shows. There are other shows, period, on this year's station. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Ship Shore Radio and the Dreaded Sports Talk. This is Captain Frank and Dread with Big D Darrell Russell from the North Coast. And this program goes out to everyone from the East Coast to the West Coast, the North Coast, and the Southernmost. And here's your Kingdom Father crown. And that's exactly what San Diego is. He thinks they're king, but they have no crown.
I pray to get to know ya, please wanna be close to you. Yes, I'm so hungry. You're like water for my soul when it gets thirsty. Without you, there's no me or the air that I breathe. Sometimes the world is dark and I just can't see. With these demons around all around, bring me down to negative vibes. But I believe, yes, I believe, I said I believe. I stand on both feet, one knee, brought down on one knee. I fight with all of my might to get these demons to flee. Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright in I believe. Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright in I believe. Out of darkness comes light, twilight and to the height. Crown lights burning up, out of to the twilight. So thank you to my God, now I finally got it right. And I fight with all of my heart and all of my soul and all of my mind. I give myself to you from the essence of my beginning. I sing to my God, songs of love and healing. I want Mashiach now. Time it starts a beating. What's this feeling? My love will be holy in a ceiling. I give myself to you from the essence of my beginning. I sing to my God, songs of love and healing. I want Mashiach now. And reveal your soul. You gotta give yourself up and then you become whole. You're a slave to yourself and them don't even know. Them mother to live that fast life, but your brain moves slow. If you're trying to stay high, bound to stay low. You want God, but you can't afflate your ego. You're already there, then there's nowhere to go. Your cup's already full, then it's bound to overflow. If you're drowning in the waters and you can't stay afloat, ask Hashem for mercy to throw you a rope. You're looking for help from God, then you couldn't be found. Searching up to that sky, looking beneath the ground. Like a king without his crown, you'll keep falling down. And I really want to leave, but trying to get rid of your crown. You're trying to reach onto the heights and run down, bound on the ground. Giving up your pride, then you heard a sound. Out of sight comes day, out of day comes light. And I fly to the one light, the light in the rain. Making room for his love, and a fire gun blaze. Make room for his love, and a fire gun blaze. What's this silly man of a river hole in a ceiling? I give myself to you from the essence of my beginning. I sing to my God, songs of love and healing. I want Mashiach now. Time it starts a beating. What's this feeling? My love will rip a hole in the ceiling. I give myself to you from the essence of my beginning. I sing to my God. Songs of love and healing. I want Mashiach now.
Playing your promos and you remember it's one from the last season. That's all right, because we don't really care, because last season was kind of great. It's still the finish song. Evil Rob is still with the crew, and now he's with KeyWestSports.net and also Key West Grind. We had a great season at that point, but guess what? We have in-house songwriters and things now, and that promo is going to bite the dust with a match. So as we're winding down on this particular show, I want to know right now, the people want to know right now. So who are your AFC playoff teams, and who do you choose to win the North definitively right now?
That would be the Baltimore Ravens, and the New England Patriots will be the AFC playoff championship game. There you
Ravens,
have it.
Ravens, Pats. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. AFC championship. I hear you. We're going to see. Interesting. All right. It's time to talk about the fact that there's going to be a game on a Wednesday evening on the NFL Network. Can you believe that? That they're starting things now on
a day early.
Well, right off the bat, I'm just going to ask you. So between the Giants and the Cowboys, how do you see it? Give me the rundown.
Well, I think it's hilarious that Jerry Jones thinks he's just going to stick it in their eye and bust it off like a matchstick. I think the Giants are going to take it to him. It's going to be a very physical game that night. I think these guys are going to get the emotion built up because of the talk between Jerry Jones and wanting to take it to or bring it to the Giants, et cetera. But I think the Giants are really ready for this. I think they've been ready. I think they don't have something to prove. They are the champion. What they have is a job that's still not finished. Every year they have a saying. That is not the saying. That's what I'm stating that they have. They have a job that's still not finished. They have 16 games to go. And the Dallas Cowboys on Wednesday night, which I thought the season started on a Thursday or Friday last year. So now we're pushing it up one more to get all the games in and stuff like that. But I see the Giants taking it to Dallas and just giving it, handing it to them and saying, look, here's your extra day of rest. We'll see you later. See you next game.
So there you have it. You're picking the Giants, and so does the captain. And, you know, there's nights where you want to get so much done, and it doesn't exactly happen that way. And as far as the night's concerned, I feel like we have said it all we're going to say. Why? Because I think you guys can just go to our blog and find the rest of the situation at, say, just put WordPress in and put in Dreaded Sports Talk, and you'll find our blog, which will have our picks. It will be up after about 2 or 3 in the morning. As before the game starts, you'll be able to find it. But I want to say, Big D, thanks for coming in this evening. I know that. And that's kind of the thing. I'm kind of busy enjoying this round. The margarita was nice at the time, but thanks for joining this evening. And trusty first mate Ken, he's taking care of all the fantasy things for us, and he'll be back on next week. And I want to say to everyone, I want you to have a very nice night, and thanks for listening to Dreaded Sports Talk right here at Ship to Shore Radio. Good night, Big D, and good night, all the listeners. Thanks a bunch.
Good night, everybody.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
With who?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
It wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door. How could I forget that I had given her an extra beat? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you think I'm your woman, I'm just your villa. If I turn a witness, all of you clean all your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Let's review the situation that you call the winner. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, can be so say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim a you tell her, baby, no way.
But she got me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with a
right with it. I never used to see you make the jigger low flex. I saw the else in favor, you in the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your sex. You know she have a bring a whole lot of things from the past. All the little evidence, you better know the mass. Quick for your hands, no off it off. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.